So HHS, under RFK Jr., of course, Secretary Kennedy, is sounding the alarm over the organ harvesting criminal network in the United States. Well, I call it criminal. The Epoch Times also did a deep dive story on this. This is a topic I've been talking about for years. You may have heard me talk about it. And I'll just lay it out right up front here that this is going to be a bit of a horrifying conversation. The truth is beyond evil. It just shows you that people in the medical industry, well, I guess people everywhere, will do anything for money. Anything. And here's the simple truth in a nutshell about the organ harvesting industry in America. They keep patients alive. They label them brain dead because they inject them with drugs that make them unable to respond, although they are fully aware. Sedatives. And then they harvest their organs while they are alive. And that happens every day in America. And it feeds a multi-billion dollar industry of not just the organs themselves, but then all of the anti-rejection drugs and all the follow-up visits and all the surgeons and the hospitals, you name it. And then they try to convince people to be a good person, be an organ donor, you know, select that you're an organ donor on your driver's license. So if you get killed in a car wreck, they can harvest your organs and save someone else's life. And a lot of people go along with that. Oh, yeah, I'm a good person. I'll donate my organs. Yeah, what you don't realize is if you're an organ donor, they don't want you to make it. Because you're worth more to the medical industrial complex dead than alive. So understand the economics that are at play here. And understand the incentives. And I don't remember who said this first, but if you show me the incentives, I'll show you the outcomes. If you create a financial incentive for hospitals to declare people dead and harvest their organs so that they can make millions of dollars on the transplants and, you know, all the follow-up doctor visits and everything, then guess what? They're going to find a way to make that happen. And if you don't believe me, just look what happened during COVID. How many people did they kill during COVID because they got incentives from the government? And you saw this with vaccine incentives for doctors and pediatricians. If you're a pediatrician and you achieve a certain vaccine rate among your patients, like, I don't know, 65% or whatever, you can get multi-million dollar bonus payouts from the government for achieving high vaccination rates. And hospitals in California were incentivized up to $500,000 per patient that they murdered with remdesivir and ventilators, as long as they said that that person had COVID. Hospitals were paid to murder patients so that the government could tout COVID death statistics. Okay? That is a real thing. That happened. Now, if you think these same hospitals won't murder people for their organs, you're not living in reality. There's nothing that the medical system won't do to make money, including murdering people. So how does this actually work? Well, you may not know this, but the number one source of patients for organs is young males who have suffered a drug overdose. That's your number one source. And this hit my family too. A few years back, I mentioned this, that I lost a relative for this very reason. He was found with a needle in his arm, overdose of fentanyl. I guess he thought he was shooting up heroin or something. I don't know. I hardly ever knew the person, but it was someone in my family. And I think all of our families are impacted in one way or another by this. But these drug overdoses, they provide young organs for the medical system. And they don't care that the organs might be damaged by fentanyl. They don't care. They'll put, you know, festering half-dead organs into somebody because they make money doing so. They make money either way. So what they'll do is they'll take a drug overdose victim who's barely alive, but still alive, And even though that person may be able to recover in the hospital, what they'll do is they will induce a coma through sedatives. They'll keep the person unconscious. And then they'll lie to the family and they'll say to the family, oh, there's nothing we can do. This person is not going to make it. The only thing you can do now is you can donate their organs and help save another life. And the doctor will pressure the family members. Happens all the time, every day. And the family members, they don't know anything about any of this. And, okay, let's do something good. You know, they'll appeal to their humanity. Even though the doctor himself is being absolutely demonic in this whole process. So once the family agrees, then they'll keep the patient alive but sedated. And that patient may be going in and out of consciousness, but they're never able to respond. So they can't scream. They can't scream. Because the last thing that the hospital wants is that as they start to take a scalpel and slice open the chest and break open the, you know, the sternum and start pulling out the heart and lungs and whatever, they don't want the patient screaming, you know. That would be disruptive to their organ harvesting crime. So they sedate the patient and they tell the family, oh, he's in a coma. Okay. The patient, in many cases, is fully conscious when the organ harvesting actually happens, just so you know. And we know this because I've heard testimony from other doctors and surgeons who were trying to blow the whistle on this, and they were all smeared and covered up and everything. But the brains are functional. So what the hospitals do is they have this trick. They call it brain dead. And if they declare someone brain dead, then they give themselves permission to harvest their organs. And they say if someone's brain dead, then they don't know what's happening. They're not responsive. They're, you know, they're not conscious, etc. That's what they tell the family. Oh, it's brain dead. Not true at all. In many cases, that person is fully conscious, can hear, can feel, can experience emotions. And another way we know this is that there have been patients that have awakened when the organ harvesting began. They awakened and they screamed, shouted out, stop. And they, you know, I guess the sedation wasn't strong enough. And then the doctors had to back off. Oh, well, dang it. Someone woke up. I guess we can't take their organs now. You know, because these doctors are just pure evil. I mean, come on. You saw what happened with the vaccine mandates and COVID. And they're just, something about the conventional medical profession is just purely satanic. You know, they'll slice off women's breasts and call it cancer prevention. They do that every day. You know, they'll dose people with toxic chemotherapy drugs and say, oh, that's treating cancer. And even though you don't have cancer, you should probably take some chemo just in case, you know, things like that. That's just purely demonic. So the medical class in America today, by and large, not every single one, but most of them are demons in human flesh. And as demons, they have no qualms about slicing somebody open when they're actually fully aware. So that's what they do. So the bottom line is, if you select organ donor on your driver's license, then you should prepare for the possibility that one day they will harvest your organs while you are alive and aware and conscious and feeling everything until they actually kill you by taking your organs, at which point, you know, you do die. But that process of being harvested alive, yeah, I wouldn't wish that on anybody, not even on the doctors that carry this out, even though they're pure evil. So don't be an organ donor unless you like to be organ harvested alive and awake. Simple as that. Sad to say, that's where we are. Okay, thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. naturalnews.com. Never trust any hospital. Never trust any mainstream doctor. Never trust any pharmaceutical company or vaccine, period. Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got a new batch of turmeric in stock now. After a long search, the supply chains are really becoming more difficult. And turmeric, as you know, is often contaminated with lead. So of course, we do mass spec elemental testing for lead, cadmium, you know, arsenic, mercury, and other elements. We found an ultra clean batch and we have it available for you now. I have it on my desk. We've got turmeric root powder, certified organic, laboratory tested, identity confirmed, all that
E. coli tested, microbiology, you name it. We've got it all for you at healthrangerstore.com. We do not have turmeric tincture back in stock. We're working on that, but we do have the turmeric root powder. And as you know, I include turmeric root powder in my own smoothie, which is why it's orange. It's why my dental work turns orange, which freaks out the dental hygienist as well. But that's another story. Okay, so if you want really good, high quality, ultra clean turmeric root powder, we've got it now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have, yeah, there's the screen showing it to you. We also have astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, we have it right now in stock. Of course, this is known as the king of carotenoids. This is a fat-soluble, super potent antioxidant, and it's got a multitude of uses and benefits and support mechanisms for human health. Athletes use it. Lots of people use it. This is also what turns the flesh of salmon slightly pink. That's actually the astaxanthin that they're getting from their dietary sources. And it's believed to help support the natural athleticism and the endurance and stamina of salmon. That's just one of the many benefits of the king of carotenoids. Now, astaxanthin is in a dark bottle because it's sensitive to light. But it's very potent. You only need either 2 or 4 milligrams per day. We've got that available for you right now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have a supply of NAC in stock, N-acetylcysteine, which of course helps support the body's normal detoxification process with outstanding liver support and glutathione and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. Turmeric root powder, astaxanthin capsules, as well as NAC, all in stock right now, plus hundreds of other items that are also certified organic, laboratory tested, non-GMO, and we don't use synthetic, you know, colors, fragrances, fillers, garbage, none of that stuff, nothing like that. Ultra clean products for home, for health, for personal care, for nutrition, and also for long-term food storage, for emergency preparedness. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We appreciate you very much. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks for watching. Take care.